really want to try and understand why everyone's calling their boys Oliver and their girls Olivia. James Lawson is the registrar of births, deaths and marriages here in Victoria. How are you going, James?
Hi, Russ. Thanks for having me on the show.
You're the registrar or you work for the registrar?
No, I'm the registrar for Victoria. There's seven other around the other states and territories, but I'm the one for Victoria.
So if I write in and ask for my in-paper birth certificate of my newly born child, is your name on the birth certificate?
My signature's on the bottom corner of that certificate. So it doesn't matter when your child was born. If you're asking for a copy of the certificate now, it will have my signature on it.
Oh, aren't you lucky? Okay,
let's
give them the list, by the way. The top 10 boys' names for the year, what are they?
So number one, Oliver, with 537 counts of it. I won't go through the counts for everyone.
No, it's good.
Number one, Oliver. Two, Jack. Noah, William, Thomas, Leo, Lucas, Charlie, Henry, and Ethan.
Are the Noah?
Top 10. Yeah.
Why Noah?
Noah's at number three. Noah's been around in the top 10 for quite a few years. I'm looking back at 2009. Noah was ninth then. 19.
Am I missing a Disney movie reference or something?
I don't know. It's fascinating why people choose particular names at particular times. And so one of the things I always do, what I like to look at when we get the top names out is look at 50 years ago. So look at what was going on in 1969 for this year. And the list is very different. So while the list over the last 10 years for the top names hasn't changed an awful lot, if you go back to the 1969 list, it's completely different.
Oh, sure. Have you got the 69 list there?
So the 69, if we stick with the boys, most popular boy's name in 1969 was David, and then goes Andrew, Paul, Michael, Mark for the top five.
Okay, take me through the girls' names for the last year. What are the popular ones there?
Girls, Olivia is first, as you said, with 419 uses of that, and then followed by Mia, Charlotte, Amelia, Isla.
Ava, Isla?
Yeah, Isla, ISLA. Ava, Chloe, Zoe, Ruby, and Harper at number 10. And Harper's a new one.
But where's Harper coming from?
Well, I don't know. I had this conversation with someone earlier today, and just I suddenly know when I was thinking about names for my eldest child, who was a girl, but we didn't know that at the time, we were thinking of the name Atticus, mainly because of just having loved Harper Lee and To Kill a Mockingbird.
Yes.
And we thought we would be being different, but now this my oldest is at school.
I can stop you there.
There's loads of them there.
We thought we were being different. I think a lot of people think they're picking a name that isn't common when it is. That is the very nature of what happens, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. So there's a lot of So I looked up Harper, and the only other than Harper Lee, there is a Harper Beckham, one of David Beckham's children.
He's not that famous anymore, is he?
Well, maybe not. But that was the only. There's a few around, but not. So I don't know what's caught the zeitgeist for that particular name this year.
Can you add a question every time now that people register their kid's name? Can you please put in, why have you chosen this name?
Yeah, it's fascinating. Certainly, we have lots of discussions with people, particularly around very unusual names and when they're names that we often think about whether we should register them or not. And we go back to the family and we ask, and sometimes it's cultural, sometimes it's honouring a family member. Sometimes they just want to be unique and they're picking a selection.
Go on, tell us one of the ones you knocked back.
No, well, so the strangeness of a name is a matter of perspective. So really it would be unfair for me to hold out one or two names as an example. But
not many adults, obviously.
Not many, but you do get, we have a number of years ago, we did get a request for a swastika.
As a name,
because it's a Hindu, I believe.
Yeah, it's a religious symbol. Yeah, yeah.
So someone arriving in Australia who might not have a Western history or background might sort of.
And did you accept swastika as a name?
No, we didn't, because what we did is we spoke to the family and just gave them a bit of context of what it could mean, or what it certainly commonly means over here, and then they were quite happy to come up with alternatives.
So interesting. Hey, James. Final question: I'm going to write in today and ask for my birth certificate. Would you be personally signing that, or is it printed on the piece of paper?
I wouldn't be personally signing it, but I actually I can't. I've
I sort of put my name on the bottom. My signature is electronic now. I did want to very quickly just let you know, yes. Raf, you were 117th this year. There's 67 Raphaels born in 2019.
117th is actually, so is that popular or not? Like, just to get onto the list is popular?
Well, to get onto the diversity of names this year is tremendous. So Oliver, 537 counts of Oliver, but in 1969, David, there was 1,426 counts. So there's a lot more diversity. So to be 117th with 67 counts is quite popular. Back in 1969, you were 316th. There were only 8 Raphaels, but that was a different spelling.
There were 8.
The nearest we could. Then that was R-A-F-F-A-L.
Double F? Maybe that was a lot of the Italians.
Yeah, so R-A-F-F-A-E-L-E was the nearest we could find.
Ah, yes. Yeah, that'd probably be the Italians. Fantastic, James. Great to chat to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Raph. Thanks.
James Lawson, the registrar of births, deaths, and marriages. I'll just give you those popular top 10 names last year for boys. Oliver, 5th year running. Jack, Noah, William, Thomas, Leo, Lucas, Charlie, Henry, and Ethan. And for the girls, Olivia, 2nd year running. Mia, Charlotte, Amelia, Isla, Ava, Chloe, Zoe, Ruby, and Harper. So why Oliver? I want to check in, though, right now with Matt. The reason I want to check in with Matt in Beaumaris is I think finally, it's only taken us, 50 minutes to find a family with an Oliver and an Olivia. Matt, thank you for calling in.
Yes, mate, you did. You found us.
How old are they?
20, Olivia, and 14, Oliver.
Oh, so it's all, maybe it's all your fault. Maybe everyone followed in your path.
Well, I've been trying to think of a reason, actually. It could possibly be. Besides the fact they are awesome names.
Yes.
My daughter's probably listening as well. But, I honestly don't know, to be honest. Why?
Do they mind that they've got names so similar?
No, it actually hasn't been a real problem, to be honest. I mean, the
must have come up in conversation.
Yeah, maybe once or twice, but it's, it is quite close, you're right. So maybe,
Can I just press pause, Matt? I might have my understanding of human relations completely wrong, but surely if your daughter's 20 and your son's 14, surely there's been more than a few times when someone said to you, interesting, your son and daughter have really similar names?
I guess if they were shortened, it might be harder. But, there has been a few. I guess there has been a few times, not huge.
Interesting.
It's quite bizarre.
And was there a particular reason? Like, I don't know, a famous person or a story or a family member?
No, it was more than middle names, actually. I think it was, back then, I think it was possibly maybe a popular name. Well, my name's, I guess, Matthew, and back in the 90s, that was a popular name, I think, too, wasn't it? So maybe we just went with that. But
well, I'll mark you down, Matt Beaumaris, trendsetter. You're the reason.
It was a while back, but it's taken a while to kick in. But
all good things take a while, but all trendsetters marching out the front. Thanks so much for calling in, Matt. No.
Cheers, mate. All right.
There we go. We found one. Son and daughter, only 6 years apart. Oliver and Olivia.